A proposed new agency to tackle Auckland's housing shortage has been scrapped after both the government and the council decided not to take part. The idea was put forward by Leonie Freeman, who's held senior property roles in both the private and the public sector. She got strong backing from the housing sector, but the Minister of Building and Housing, Nick Smith, says the government already has a comprehensive program and he's been too busy to read her proposal.
I'm always interested in new ideas. Whether these ones will add value to the government's comprehensive program is something that I'll need to study to be able to come to a conclusion on.
Now, the Mayor of Auckland, Phil Goff, says the council is taking a multi-sector approach to homelessness. But on the wider housing question, he says the government holds the cards.
Well, it's not Auckland's housing crisis, actually. The key levers for addressing the housing crisis, the provision of social housing, the creation of affordable housing, how much funding is available from central government, which is the only party that can actually mobilise the effort here, then very clearly, if central government is not involved, then you have difficulty in advancing the objective that you wish to see.
Well, let's talk now to housing strategist Leonie Freeman, who's in the Auckland studio. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Can you hear the sound of sort of feet running away from the problem there? I mean, not Auckland's housing crisis.
Absolutely. I think what it does is highlight further what I explained in the work that I'd done, which is everybody's working in silos and blaming each other rather than saying, actually, to fix this, and this is a much bigger issue than just the homelessness but all social housing, we need everybody at the table.
Well, explain to us what it was that you were trying to bring together.
So I was determined to achieve some key targets. So some of these centred around 125,000 new homes by 2025, of which half of them would be affordable. To raise home ownership levels in Auckland to 65%, including Māori and Pacific Islanders, creating 3,000 more social housing places, looking at the community housing sector providing 20% of all social housing, ensuring that we have a solution to meet the needs of the elderly, and implementing a range of options for tenants around security.
Okay, and who did you have on board with this?
So we got a wide range of response, and some of it quite enthusiastic. So some of the most enthusiastic were the community housing providers, people like Infrastructure Auckland, some of the developers, and there was quite a range of individuals throughout Auckland that got on board. And because what you see is it's a lot of the delivery people that are saying, yes, we need everybody at the table because we know there's a lot of things all along the way that need to
and
be improved.
And this has got, as you would expect, incredibly political over the past year, really, hasn't it? But it sounds from what you're saying, like this includes voices from across the political spectrum, if you like, you know, the business people or perhaps community groups as well.
Yes.
So it was attempting to be a neutral platform to try and advance this issue?
Yes. So when I did all the research, what you see that's been done very successfully around the world is this collective impact initiative. And really it's a way to bring a whole lot of people together to solve these complex problems. The whole point of it is to take the politics out of it. Because when you look at something like housing, we need a long-term solution. We need at least a 10 to 15 year plan, and we need to take it out of the politics and focus on what is the right thing for Auckland and Aucklanders.
And what did you want from the council and government? What did you want their role to be?
We wanted them to come to the table and realise that actually to solve this big grunty problem that we have in Auckland, we need everybody at the table together solving it.
And did you want money or funding from it? We just wanted time.
So we wanted a contribution, but we didn't want the government or the council to fund all of it. We just wanted them to say, look, here's a contribution so that we could take it to the next stage to figure out
how
it could
be implemented.
Can you
give us an idea of what you did want?
Yeah, so in total from everyone, we were looking for $250,000 to take it to the next level, because what we did was we said, okay, here's a vision for the future, and we needed to say, how do we now implement it in detail and get all the stakeholders, how do we fund it, all those sorts of questions. That was going to take another 6 months to work that out.
And that is off the table now?
It is off the table, yes, because like I said, we were trying to get all the parties. It was a bit like herding cats, and we had a deadline of the 30th of November. Disappointingly, we didn't receive a response from either the council or the government.
Well, they didn't even get back to you?
No, they didn't. Not informally. I then had to ring and I understood understood that the mayor wasn't supporting it, and from the government I was told that they already believe that they've got sufficient channels for participation.
So they've got this under control.
Yeah, that's what they're effectively saying.
What do you think that we have lost with this opportunity going begging, if you like?
Well, I suppose I'm just hugely concerned as an Aucklander, because to me what it highlights further, that the ball is just getting dropped in the middle, and that I worry a lot, because this problem isn't going away. We can't just put our heads in the sand. It is going to exponentially worsen. And the thing that I know is that if we need to do anything, whatever it is, we usually need some targets, we need a plan, and we need to measure. And all I see in housing at the moment is that we've got none of those in place to solve our housing crisis. So I have very little confidence that we are actually on track to fix it.
Just finally and briefly, are you going to plough ahead with this initiative at all, or is this...
Well, interesting, we've had interest from outside of Auckland for this initiative and some preliminary inquiry from overseas, so we will follow that up. But really at the moment, until the people realise that they need to come together to solve it, there's nothing more I can do, which I think is hugely concerning.
Thanks very much for your time and for coming in and joining us on that, Leonie Freeman there.